When everything is over. We usually say that when the situation that makes us uncomfortable or causes us pain is over, everything will be different. Hope is nourished by a different tomorrow, full of opportunities and free of problems. On many occasions, I have heard people talking about post-pandemic plans, and I have noticed that they are not aware that if there is no inner transformation, there is no different tomorrow. If we have not had an inner experience of healing salvation, when reality has brought everything down, we will come back as the same primates, walking on all fours with no horizon. When exile sets in, there are no better or worse times. The experience of faith, the spiritual life, is always today, now, at this very moment. Tomorrow will be better or worse in its circumstances. But the decisive question is who we are. What do I hope for? What do I look for? In whom do I place my trust? Questions arise today, and today I must try to answer them. There is no such thing as tomorrow, much less an idyllic tomorrow with magical solutions. We tend to confuse hope with the vague feeling of a better future and prefer to allude to our own desires and projections. Christian hope is the full acceptance that life has triumphed over death, once and for all, definitively. The confidence that there is no darkness that does not have its light, and no fence that does not have its way out. Hope illuminates the present. It helps us in an adverse today because it sees where many do not see. It knows where most ignore. It has confidence when others dispay. The pandemic came and one day it will go away, while each of us continues to live with more or less predisposition to reality, with more or less adversity, with more or less complex situations, more or less painful. There is a pandemic, but thousands of different pains and tensions, a general crisis that reverberates and resonates in our particularities. The challenge will always be how we position ourselves in the face of this adversity, and we believers know that we are not alone.